Hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to this Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Our host today, our good old boy Mike on the ones and twos with us. I'm your host, good old boy Barger. And with us today, we have good old boy Rich.
Howdy.
And good old boy Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before, are you still watching this? And just after, does this look infected?
I wish to register a complaint.
As you know, it's not infected, so calm down, Janet.
There's a cream for that.
Yeah. Right? But as you know, our smoke segments are about all things cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. And for today's segment, drum roll, please. We are flying through space with Platinum Nova cigars.
Nova.
Sounds
Nova.
Good.
That's right. That's right. We had a really good time talking to Leo at the PCA episode.
Leonor.
Yeah. Welcome to Nicaragua.
I know. She's from Uruguay, so she's pretty awesome, not going to lie. So strap in and hang on while we drive.
While you drive.
Yeah, I'm driving this bus, guys. Just hold on to the bus. Wow. We're going to have fun today, but don't worry. If you miss anything, you can download a full episode.
I'd like some new recreational drugs back here in aisle 5.
That's right.
You know, waitress, is there an air sick bag?
That's right. That's right. But you can download any of our episodes from anywhere you listen to podcasts. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where is your buddy?
Lars, shouldn't you be watching the kids?
Oh, don't worry. I have them on the body system.
Body system?
Yeah, have a look. Body! 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 Body!
Every time. I love that every time. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all of this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip, Suds, and Smokes Cigars 101 episode. It should pop right up on the link below in the show notes. Good old boy Benjamin gets the honors of going over our smokes ratings
today. I checked
that
link. It is not linked to porn this week.
No. I need to fix that then.
How convenient.
I need to fix that. So, Benjamin, what do we got on our ratings today?
Today, we'll be smoking and discussing the cigars and rating them with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds.
Whoop, whoop.
And here are those now. One, this sucked even before it was lit. A two, at least I lit it. Three, I'd smoke this again. Four, how much you want for them?
Magnificent.
Nailed it.
And five, where are they? I need a box.
So the cigars we will be reviewing today were graciously given to us by Leo from Platinum Nova Cigars.
I believe it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nova Platinum Cigars?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Is Platinum Nova?
Platinum Nova. Okay. Is that right? What's that card say right there?
Ultra Premium Cigars.
Let me see.
Platinum Nova.
Yep, Platinum Nova. Cool. Nailed it. Got it right. So today, the Platinum Nova cigars we're going to go over is the Congress, the Five Burrows, a Platinum Batch Toro, and finally the 484. Benjamin has the wonderful, wonderful floor on telling us about the Platinum Nova Congress.
Cool deal. Platinum Nova Congress is a 43x7. Wrapper is an H2000 Connecticut Ecuador, fillers Dominican, binders Dominican. Smooth and full of aromatic flavors, this blend delivers touches of cinnamon leather with subtle notes of spices. With a consistent burn and draw, this pigtail medium body Lancero is enjoyable with an early morning coffee or a light cocktail to start your day.
And what was the girth on that?
Light 40.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch,
hey-o,
and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
See, when they do that to you, when they're measuring you, it's like if you go, they don't like that. It's weird.
It's a light chestnut in color, resulting in a mellow and creamy flavor. So much like Barger, I'm a sucker for this length and girth, right?
I love it. It's my favorite.
The Lancero gives me at least the quintessential cigar smoking experience. It's the right balance of filler to binder and wrapper for me.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the right time frame for me. I also feel like it's a little bit more elegant, right? Just because of the shape and the length, yeah. Right? You know, I feel like if you know kind of thing, right? If you're sitting in a lounge and the bros are out, you know, because they want to smoke a cigar on a Saturday, you know, a lot of Toros, you see people with like large ring gauges and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of machismo in smoking cigars that mm-hmm. way. But when I think of, you know, taking the time to spend and smoke a cigar, like Lancero is where it's at.
Yeah.
Feels refined.
100% with you. Lanceros are my jam. And I wish more people made them. Lately,
tough to roll is what I understand.
It is tough to roll, and it's very hard to maintain in a factory. They get tight.
That's the other thing too, right? Is like this one takes a level of skill to roll as well, because you know I've definitely had those Lanceros that are too tight and you don't get the draw off of.
Yep, that
and
happens.
It is a very frustrating and disappointing experience. Because I was already kind of keyed up about it anyway.
Yeah.
But this Platinum Nova Congress. Creamy deliciousness. I really thoroughly enjoyed this smoke. I do tend to be a more heavy, spicy, bolder cigar smoker. And this one was, you know, I wanted something just kind of nice and light and lush is the term that's coming to mind in a smoking experience. And this is exactly what that was.
Yeah. Rich, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I liked it. It was, I think it was a little light for when I smoked it. This is to me more of a morning cigar for sure. But it was very consistent. I did have to touch it up a bit, but not too bad. I think at the price point, it's something that I really have to sit down and really enjoy to get your money's worth out of that one.
So actually, as I love the size, Lancero is my favorite. This was not actually my favorite cigar of the bunch. I said in my notes that this is consistent as hell. The flavor is mild. I thought it would be bigger and punchier due to the wrapper, but I was wrong about that. But it was actually really good flavored cigar, like through and through. It was the consistency, the burn line, the construction was amazing in the cigar, and I had a really good time with it. Although it didn't fit the flavor profile that I thought it would have.
Hmm. Some of my notes here on the Platinum Nova Congress, you know, it's kind of started spicy and it stayed spicy. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that I like when I'm having a cigar is, you know, there's a beginning, middle, and an end, you know, and it just seemed kind of very one-note-ish. It just kind of, you know, however it was lit, it just stayed right there and never even moved, you know, around at all. A good draw. So good construction. It actually finished better than it started, which is what, I mean, that's definitely what you want at the end of the day. But, I think across the lineup, this probably wasn't, you know, my favorite of the ones we're going to go through today. I don't know that I would come back and probably revisit this, but
I would definitely revisit this.
You would revisit it because it's a Lancero, not because 100%. It was good.
100%. You know?
I'm okay with that. Why you would choose this, so, you know, for sure. But, you know, I can't remember the order that I had all of these. I know which one I had last because I smoked it with Barger. But I don't remember quite the order that I had all these in.
This was the second one. This is the second one that I smoked in the lineup. And so even the first one that I smoked was my hands down favorite out of the ones that we smoked. And we'll talk about it when we get there. But this one was second, and for it to be that other end of the spectrum from the other things that we had from Platinum Nova. I thought it was, and like I said, this is typically not the shade of wrapper or style of cigar that I reach for, but I would definitely smoke this again.
This is the first one I smoked, and I just felt, I think one of the things that influenced this was I had eaten something a little spicy right before I smoked it.
What'd you eat?
I'm not going to tell you that. So
were you tossing, tossing off some of that flavor profile to what you ate as opposed to what was coming from the cigar?
Yeah,
you
think it influenced.
You weren't really quite sure what was.
Yeah, I think the food influenced this cigar a little bit more than I probably should have. But I think so. Not that I wouldn't smoke it again. I definitely would. But I think I would probably smoke it after a more lighter meal.
I would put that as an enhancement personally, because if it pairs well with the food that I'm eating, then I'm down 100%.
Yeah. So, but it shouldn't overwhelm the food. Shouldn't overwhelm the cigar. Let me put it that way.
Sure. I get that. I get that. So what are we rating this cigar here, boys? We're going to go 3 across the board. All right. Well, we're going to take a little break here shortly and tell you guys a little bit about things that you need to purchase.
Well, so, Rich, after you had this first cigar, you were like, wow, I can't wait to get to the rest of the product line.
No, yeah, I was looking forward to it, but I think it was more from my experience at the PCA and seeing what Nova was producing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I definitely agree that this wasn't my favorite.
And away we go.
Yeah.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back from the break. We hope you guys find purchasing power in all of the things and the ads that you just were told. We just gave our review of the Platinum Nova Congress. We gave it a 3 across the board. We are now going to talk about the 5 boroughs, and I think Mike is going to take it away with that. Go ahead, Mike.
So next up from Nova is the Platinum Nova Cigar 5 Boroughs. It's a Churchill at 50 by 7. Mm.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth.
Most definitely.
Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes.
Your favorite size.
First,
oh, you've already heard this. All right. So, this is Churchill for sure. Medium body is how they declare it anyway. The wrapper is San Andreas, double binder, Corojo, and Cubita, filler of Nicaragua. Their description here is the unique Vitola represents the dynamic of the 5 boroughs of New York and is featuring for the first time a double binder for a perfect smoking experience. This masterpiece is a delicious medium body cigar covered in a dark air dried San Andreas wrapper.
Get it out, boy.
I'm getting there. And double binder Corojo Cubita with Nicaraguan fillers. Altogether balanced and blended to perfection to give you a creamy, spicy, with a hint of woody flavors aside. Tell me what you won there, Jake. I'm sorry. This is marketing copy. So I think that they introduced this cigar at PCA for 23. I think that's when they introduced this particular stick, because I had it once from that convention and then came back around to this, you know, once again. Some of my own notes around this. This was actually my favorite stick in the lineup.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is a good filler, good construction, good burn line. The draw was actually a bit muted, but I think that, you know, when you have a Churchill, you know, after you have some of the other shorter sticks, you're like, wow, okay, this is not the same. Which actually got much better at the midpoint, which is kind of unusual for me anyway. I think with Churchills, you know, the draw actually gets tighter usually as thing goes on, you know, because the crown is usually getting wetter and wetter, and you're like, whoa, this is just, you know, I'm sucking on this forever. It actually turned at the band for me. I thought this was a good average, you know, Churchill. I actually had this sitting with Barger, and
did that have any effect on your review of it?
Well, that always
did
has
that affect the flavor.
It always
at
has
all?
Some yeah. general effect in general.
That guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
Just putting a bad taste in my mouth.
I mean,
oh, it's not.
You know,
me.
I would Barger. This be a stick I come back to? Probably not. You know, but I thought again, it was a good average middle of the road. What do you think, Benjamin?
This one was one note for me. I didn't really get all of the complexity of, you know, the five boroughs, if you will. This was start to finish the same cigar.
Yeah.
Which is something if I'm out on the golf course or doing yard work or something like that and I'm looking for something to smoke, like, that's fine. For something that is coming out of a self-proclaimed, you know, platinum type premium scenario, this was actually my least favorite out of the cigars in this lineup, just because I didn't really get the complexity. The double wrapper really didn't give any effect that I could notice. And yeah, I mean, I I've been wrong before. This is not the first time. But yeah, this didn't do it for me. You know, cool branding. You know, I think that didn't have any like construction issues out of it. Like it smoked really well.
Sure.
But
I thought what was an interesting thing, the first thing that went through my head when I remember them talking about this cigar was, you know, that they had said this was, you know, akin to the five boroughs. I spent a lot of time in New York City. And the first thing when somebody says, you know, five boroughs, the first thing that comes to my mind is the very distinct odor in each one of those boroughs.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
their
so
own.
It's like, welcome to Brooklyn. That's our smell, man. Yeah. You know?
And premium smoke is like, not what comes
yeah,
to mind
you know,
necessarily.
Right. You know, if you're yeah, in Manhattan,
that's smog.
It's like,
that's yeah, not smoke. You know,
hey, welcome to Lower Manhattan. Yeah, you know, this is the way it's going to be smelling you. Yeah. You know, yeah, you're up in Queens. You know, it's like, yo, hey, you can't park there. You know,
oh, I'm parking here.
You know,
oh, I'm. Doing
I don't
it.
Care what it smells like. You can't park there. You know, so. You know, it's very interesting when they said they were doing this, and I'm like, you know, I hopefully it does not align with what I think of are the odors of the five boroughs.
What do you feel about the double binder? I mean, what do you think that
marketing babble?
Yeah, I mean, what does that really add to a smoke?
Well, I mean, okay, so if we're talking about the construction, right? I can understand the mindset, right? You're having, you know, binder tends to be, you know, the leaves that don't become wrappers, so you're gonna have a bit more flavor inflection from the binder than you would like your filler blend.
It's a thinner leaf.
That also being said, you know, it did not come through for me. This is, you know, I would absolutely chalk that up to marketing. Mm-hmm. I can understand See, why we would do those things, but you could have told me that it exists.
Yeah. See, I had a different experience.
In fact, I would have been a lot better off, right. Probably. Yeah.
So, with the double binder, I'm actually a fan of a double binder. So, one of my favorite cigars is that Don Lino Africa with four leaf. You know,
yes,
double binder.
We've reviewed that on the show, by the way.
We have for sure. But
here's what I thought. Binders like blades on razors.
Yeah, sure. Like I get it. And taste is subjective, and we all have our own whatever. But like I'm a fan of a double binder because I think the more you get into a cigar, the more complex it gets. You know, some of the ones we talked about on our last episode, which you can listen to online wherever you get your podcast. However, I think that with the double binder, if you don't like a first third of a cigar, just hang tight. You know, just stick with it for a little bit and then let it work its way down because flavor profiles change over time. And also depending on what you eat, as Rich was stating earlier, or what you drink with it, coffee, bourbon, whiskey, tequila, whatever. Whatever you want to put with your cigar, like those things can alter the flavor. So for me, I actually smoked two of these, and the first one I didn't like, but the second one I smoked with you that same day you smoked yours, and you know, I put a mint julep and a margarita with it.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was the day I made this.
And
yeah.
My Lord, it was that cigar was fantastic.
Yes.
Like that margarita.
How many mint juleps and or margaritas had you had?
Yes. My cocktail elevated the cigar.
So I had three margaritas and one mint julep and some water in there too, because you know I don't like to get too far out there.
Teaspoon.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I remember distinctly the sugars from the margarita that I was drinking were really drawing out the spicier complexity of that cigar, which really made it an interesting experience for me. And Churchill is not my size. It's not my size at all. I think 7 inches in a cigar is just too long. But for me, like I smoked that thing down to a nub and it was, I really enjoyed that cigar. Like I would smoke that cigar again 100%.
The other thing that kind of throws me off here is the, you know, the double binder Cubita. Like
I was trying to think, what is that? If I had had that just all by itself and something
never,
else.
Never.
And I was like looking all the way through my journal notes and I'm like, wow.
And okay. So I think that's another thing too is I'm a big fan of Corojo. Right.
Love Corojo.
I'm a real fan of that reddish brown oily wrapper leaf. They tend to have this like cool kind of smooth.
I'm thinking there was a fire sale on Cubita.
Yeah.
So right. I'm thinking there was. They were like, we don't have to buy as much Corojo. You know?
And so, I mean, I was really looking for that, you know, Cubita to stand out. And it just didn't. It was a miss for me. There wasn't enough of the Corojo to really light my fire, if you will. So,
you know, it's interesting though, listening to you guys talk about the, you know, smoking it. Cause I had the same experience with this one. I really felt like it was just kind of okay, especially for the, you know, the price point of kind of promoting this as a really high end.
Barger, do you hear that? Cigar. Rich thought it sucked just as much as I did.
That's I didn't say it sucked. I did like it.
When I say the exact same thing, they go, thought it sucked. You just said it was okay.
I'm over here trying to look up the definition of Cubita. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just felt, what was interesting though, is like what was coming to my mind is like, I kind of need to give this cigar another chance. It's kind of like, I really felt like I didn't get the full experience of it. Well, I know. So maybe that's what I'm saying. We all didn't get to.
I can't help that.
You know,
I mean, you could have.
No, I couldn't have.
But right. It was interesting.
Well, let's give it a rating here, boys. That's going to be a 4. We rated it the same. Remember that?
Like I said. Magnificent.
Yeah, that was not the same across our entire group here.
That's okay. That's okay. Majority rules here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next on the list is the Platinum Batch Toro.
Oh, that's me.
Which Rich is going to go over with us.
So the Platinum Batch Toro, which is a 6x54. Now, why'd you put the 6 in front of the 54?
Because the 54 is the girth.
Oh, that's the girth.
Yeah, the girth.
Oh, sorry.
Today, we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again.
Don't use the pins there.
Making That's sure my favorite part. It's going over the widest part.
All right. That is a medium body. Wrapper is a Mexican San Andreas Maduro. Double binder, Dominican Republic, Havana, Vuelta Arriba. And the filler is a Dominican Republic. What are you handing to me?
So that's the story of the cigar that I want you to read there.
Okay.
Sorry, folks. My notes are a little jumbled in this episode today.
So a Dominican San... Vince, what is that? Vincente and Dominican Pilato blend delivered from the... I love it when you just hand me stuff to read.
Yeah, let me
right
see
off
that.
The top of my...
Well, I missed up on this one, folks.
Yes, you did.
Let's just talk about it. What do you got? What are your notes on this cigar?
I love this one. I love this cigar. Full body. I love the change of flavor as you smoked it down. To me, there was a distinct change. Throughout the cigar, probably a third of the way and a third of the way down. This is one of those unique sticks for me that it got better as I smoked it. I did do a little bit of relight on it, but it was a definitely good burn all the way down.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to smoke this all the way as far as I could. And I definitely think this is one that I will pick up again.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. So what they say about this cigar is the Toro batch cigar is a medium plus flavor profile, yet with a mild earthy aroma, leathery flavors due to its dark San Andreas wrapper, which I'm a huge fan of San Andreas wrappers if you've listened to any of our episodes. The Dominican filler and binders notes complex in the cigar will develop light flavors of ginger, cinnamon, spice to finish. I'm a fan. I like this cigar.
Yeah, well, the size of this is definitely my jam. I mean, I think Toros are, you know, just a good representation of, you know, everything kind of right down the middle. So if you're not going to like this size, I don't think you're going to like something shorter or longer, you know, in terms of size. But yeah, the thing that I remember about this was I did like it, and I remember what I was pairing it with probably more than anything, because I was having some really, really good rum, you know, with this that was from Plantation. I think it was Barbados, you know, from Plantation, on the Plantation label. But I think I was probably digging the rum more than the cigar, to be honest with you. But that's not unusual. The thing that... I kept on scratching my head again was, you know, the double, binder situation again as well. And I was debating. And actually with this one, with the Dominican, I really thought that for some reason it just got lost, because everything that I would have thought the Dominican, you know, binder would have brought to the table, I was like, okay, so... I was like, okay, I don't know that I've had a lot of things that were just had this Havana binder in it, and I was really kind of digging it, and I was I think that I had this cigar second, and so I was like, wow, I can't wait to have this in something else, and lo and behold, it was not in any other product. So I was like, I'm sorry, it is in the 484, but and I think I was looking forward to, you know, the Churchill and thinking, oh, wow, you know, that's going to have, you know, some of the same in it. And lo and behold, this wasn't part of that filler at all. So it was kind of a bit of a head fake, you know, at the end of the day. But, a good average Toro. I would definitely go back to the rum.
See, I really like this cigar as well. And I had a little bit of a construction issue, so the side of this one blew out on me.
Oh, wow.
And so, but I stuck with it. I stuck with it, and I smoked it. And, you know, even with it, the side busting out of the cigar, like, the flavor was there for me. Like, I really enjoyed the flavor of this cigar. And even the size, the ring gauge, all that is right on point with what I like. So I think that, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice by not trying it. Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I like about Platinum Nova is all of their tobacco is 10 to 15 year aged. And you know,
that's a long time.
I know. So a lot of this tobacco is older tobacco. So some of the properties may fall off and it might get different characteristics of tobacco. So when you're talking about some of these leaves,